This is VOA News via remote. I'm Gene Randall. Our lead story remains the same. Only the numbers change, and they are truly awful, such as the continuing assault on the world by the coronavirus. Worldwide case numbers are nearing 2.2 million. Deaths have risen to about 148,000. The figures once again come from Johns Hopkins University, though late reports from New York are also included. The United States is being especially hard hit by COVID-19. Some 673,000 infections and about 34,000 fatalities, both are the highest in the world by far. Yesterday's lives lost here in the U.S., well over 4,600, was a one-day record. The state of New York alone lost another 630 lives. With its official reports under scrutiny, China says the city of Wuhan, the first epicenter of the pandemic, suffered a loss of many more lives than previously thought. Nearly 1,300 victims have been added to Beijing's list so far, pushing Wuhan's death toll to just under 4,000, more than two-thirds of what China says is its overall fatality number. State media blamed the miscount on an overwhelmed healthcare system forced to deal with thousands of sick patients in Wuhan's Hubei province. China's reworking of the figures strengthens the position of those who say the true pandemic death toll worldwide may be much higher than current numbers indicate. An epidemiologist in Spain working with the government says the country's official 19,000 deaths maybe the tip of the iceberg, that many of the country's regions need to use uniform methods for how victims are counted. Fears of undercounts are also being raised among other places in Italy and Britain. There is a relaxation of coronavirus restrictions underway in parts of Europe where daily death tolls are declining. This includes Italy. Its 22,000 deaths are second only to the United States. Some of Italy's non-essential businesses are being allowed to reopen, and people are back on the streets. To stay up to date on the pandemic and more, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a mobile app.